I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Did you catch that U.S.-Russia men's ice hockey game over the weekend? Wow. The U.S. won 3-2 in a thrilling shootout. But that was only a preliminary round game, and it's likely the two teams will meet again before the Olympics are over. It got us wondering, how are Russian communities like New York City's Brighton Beach neighborhood dealing with divided loyalties? Reporter Stephen Nesson with WNYC stopped by a local barbershop to find out.
I'm at Jack's Barbershop, and a flat-screen television hanging from the wall is blaring the Olympics. Cross-country skiers jab their poles in the ground, thrusting themselves uphill. And Rugina Vudina sneaks a peek at the TV as she swabs dye on a woman's spiky hair.
I love it, the Olympics.
Vudina's a hairdresser from Odessa, and she's particularly taken with the aerial sports.
Magic, unusual, how people jump. This is like people from space. This is like magic.
Growing up in Russia, Vudina remembers sports were always a top priority.
For us, sport is number one. Since young age, we prepare for sport, we run, always. I go to gym since young age.
But Vudina's lived in this New York neighborhood for 22 years, so...
Who are you rooting for? Are you a little bit America, a little bit Russia?
Listen, I live right now in America. Just for me, interesting who have more power. For me, it's sport. It's who is more strong for here, who is much prepared for this.
And with that, Vudina went back to work in a neighborhood where, if you can't make it to Sochi, it isn't a bad place to catch the Olympic spirit. For The World, I'm Stephen Nesson, New York City.